Movement of bodies.
Those of you that have got through the rest, I am going to rapidly devote a little time to showing you, those that can master it, a few ideas about tactics, which must not be confused with what we call strategy. Tactics is merely the mechanical movement of bodies, and that is what we mean by it. Or perhaps I should say, by them. Strategy, to be quite frank, you will have no hand in. It is done by those up above, and it merely refers to the larger movements over which we have no control. But tactics are also important, together or single. You must never forget that suddenly, in an engagement, you may find yourself alone. This brown clay model is a characteristic terrain of a simple and typical kind. Its general character should be taken in at a glance. And its general character, you can see at a glance, it is somewhat hilly by nature, with a fair amount of typical vegetation disposed at certain parts. Here at the top of the tray, which we might call the Northwoods, is a wooded headland with a crown of bushy top trees on. And proceeding downwards, or south, we take in at a glance a variety of gorges and knolls and plateaus and basins and saddles, somewhat symmetrically put for easy identification. And here is our point of attack. But remember, of course, it will not be a tray you will fight on, nor always by daylight. After a hot day, think of the night cooling the desert down, and you still moving over it, past a ruined tank, or a gun perhaps, or a recently dead friend lying about somewhere. It might quite well be that. It isn't always a tray. And even this tray is different to what I had thought. These models are somehow never always the same, quite. The reason I do not know how to explain. Just as I do not know why there is always someone at this particular lesson who always starts crying. Now, will you kindly empty those blinking eyes? I thank you. I have no wish to seem impatient. I know it is all very hard, but you would not like to take a simple example. To take, for example, this place we have thought of here. You would not like to find yourself face to face with it, and you not knowing what there might be inside. Very well, then. Suppose this is what you must capture. It will not be easy, not being very exposed, secluded away like it is and somewhat protected by a typical formation of what appear to be bushes, so that you cannot see as to what is concealed inside, as to whether it is friend or foe. And so, a strong feint will be necessary in this connection. It will not be a tray, remember. It may be a desert stretch with nothing in sight to speak of. I have no wish to be inconsiderate, but I see there are two of you now commencing to snivel. I cannot think where such emotional privates can come from. Try to behave like men. I thank you. I was saying, a thoughtful deception is always somewhat essential in such a case. You can see that if only the attacker can capture such an emplacement, the rest of the terrain is his. A key position, and calling for the most resourceful manoeuvres. But that is what tactics is. Or, should I say rather, are. Let us begin then and appreciate the situation. I am thinking especially of the point we have been considering. Though, in a sense, everything in the whole of the terrain must be appreciated. I do not know what I have said to upset so many of you. I know it is a difficult lesson. Yesterday, a man was sick. But I have never known as many as five in a single intake unable to cope with this lesson. I think you had better fall out, all five, and sit at the back of the room, being careful not to talk. The rest will close up. Perhaps it was me saying a dead friend earlier on. Well, some of us live. And I never know why. Whenever we get to tactics, men either laugh or cry, though neither being strictly called for. But perhaps I started too early with a difficult problem. We will start again, further north, with a simpler assault. Are you ready? Is everyone paying attention? Very well, then. Here are two hills.